Virginia, are you for independence? Are you for the pursuit of happiness? For life and liberty and freedom?
Virginia, home of Patrick Henry, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Patrick Washington, James Jefferson, James Madison, George Jefferson, James Monroe, and George Jefferson, and James Monroe, votes yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're a week early. Okay, we're a little like a week early on the theme tonight here. But nonetheless, we're coming on the air now, top of the hour. For the Lost Discs radio show, right? You know what I'm saying? You can already tell there's going to be way too much reverb on my voice. I'm going to have to deal with that because, you know, we really should not be having any of these, these bad vibes floating around the country. So actually, I'm going to do what I can tonight to put a little positivity out there, folks, without getting, you know, we got Joe Stacks on the line there. Hey, Joe, can you hear me?
Well, I'm clear. And hey, everybody, calm down. We don't need the hysteria right now.
We don't need the hysterics. Okay, we don't need the fanaticism, right? To celebrate this holiday, folks, we're going to chill back on this one, and we're all going to kind of, you know, get along. As they used to say back in the 90s. We're just going to get along. Joe.
That's right. We want to get along. We got to go along. We want to go along, and we want to get along.
Yeah, well, and there he goes suddenly on a quick fade here. The out of sight sounds of Herbie Mann on the flute there with a carnival band out of circa, 78, 80, so back up, like kind of late period Herbie Mann action there for you on the Atlantic label, kicking it off for the holiday festivities, and I don't want to hear about it, a week early so you can replay the show at your leisure, during the holiday weekend. Here we go, Joe, I'm just going to dive right into it. We're just going to kick it off tonight. And it's going to be the out-of-sight sounds of Dixie Dregs knocking it out of the park for you tonight on Lost Discs. Independence Day 2026, what can I say? Yeah, it's a big 250th, I know. We'll be right back.
Well, walk up to the mic and then I'm shaking my hip. I take a deep breath and put a smile on my lip. See me on the street, you wouldn't know my name, but imitating Elvis is my claim to fame. So when you put my imitation name in lights, there'll be imitation to the rockin' tonight. Cause I'm an Elvis imitator and I just can't stop imitating Elvis from the bottom to the top. Imitate the way he talk, the way he smile. I throw away my scarf and make the crowd go wild. This imitation Elvis may not be the king, but baby, I'm the next best thing. Sing a beat along, sing a Santa Chia blues. Won't you love me tender in my blue suede shoes? Well, let me be your teddy bear, cause you're too much. Oh, baby, please surrender, cause I need your touch. But if you're feeling lonely, need a place to dwell, come on down to Helmutation Heartbreak Hotel. We're gonna rock,
rock, rock, rock.
We're gonna rock,
rock,
rock, rock,
rock, rock.
We're gonna rock,
rock,
rock. Yeah, my golden vacation, I see, you can see Papa do a haircut in my high heel boots. Imitating Elvis is the only way I can make it through my imitation day. I know this rock and music can't be denied, cause I was imitating him before he died. Well, I'm an Elvis imitator and I just can't stop. I imitate an Elvis from the bottom to the top. I imitate the way he walks, way he smiles. I take a wellness card and make the crowd go wild. The imitation Elvis may not be the king, but baby, I'm the next best thing. Yeah,
imagine the pants.
Hey, it's the Lostest Radio Show.
We stand for everything that's good. The flag, the home, and motherhood.
Lostest Radio.
trying not to miss you so. Lost Radio.
Wait a minute! Shut up!
It's Washington, sir. NSA frequency code 12. I'll put it through the scrambler.
Sometimes it gets downright exciting.
It's the life that is.
Don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek. We'll be plumb out of neighbors next week.
Tootin', fussin', fightin'.
Grandma, poor old grandma.
What's with grandma?
Why'd they have to shoot poor old grandma?
Poor old grandma.
She lies neath the clover.
Pop, pop, pop.
Someone called her Ben. A fussin' and a fightin',
fussin' fightin'.
This is a wrong that needs a right.
It's a wrong that needs a right.
Let's get that funeral service over, so then we'll go feudin' and fightin' again. Fightin' a fussin' and a feudin',
fightin', fussin'.
Now why did that sheriff keep intrudin'?
He was awfully rude.
He was a curious critter. Well, it's a shame he was pushed down the well.
Tootin', fussin', fightin'.
Water, the well water.
Watch that water.
The doggone stuff don't taste like it oughta.
Water's bad for daughter.
Look here, city slicker. That's why we all drink corn liquor. It's better with the shoes off you. The fussin' and a fightin'.
Fightin', fussin', tootin'.
This ain't shootin' nine more, I'm gettin' a yen to go pewdin', a fussin',
fussin',
a pewdin', and a fussin' again.
Fussin', fussin',
fussin'. Come on, people, come on, children, come on down. Wash you up and wash you down. Gonna lay the devil down.
Gonna lay the devil
gonna
down.
Lay that devil down. Come on, people, come on, children. There's a king at the glory river, and the precious king, he loves the people to sing. Babes in the blinking sun. Wash you down, gonna lay the devil down.
Gonna lay the devil down.
Gonna lay that devil down. Come on, people, sons and mothers,
keep the dream of the two young brothers.
Gonna take that dream and ride that dove. We can build the dream with love.
We can build the dream with love.
We can build the dream with love.
Discs Radio,
Discs Radio
instant replay.
Yeah, well, you know, we've just decided to just to stay stoned, you know, until the whole world blows over.
Yeah, well, there she goes. Laura Nero. Yes, Laura Nero with her own song there, right? She wrote it, she sang it, she played the piano for you there on it, right? The sublime sounds of Laura Nero with Save the Country, Joe.
Well, that was a knockout, man. And I got to give props to the band that preceded her. That was a very solid rendition of that song.
Right. So we had an instant replay there. Two versions of Save the Country back to back. And by the way, that Laura Nero version was actually released twice. First in 1968 on Columbia, and then they re-released it in 1970. Did not hit the chart either time, right? And unfortunately, neither did the version we also heard there from the... Well, tell them who that was, Joe.
Well, them's the Magnificent Men.
Right.
A blue-eyed soul combo from South Central PA.
Yeah, okay. On the old Capitol label there, 1968, they got their version out, right? Same year as Nero put out her first release. Right, okay. I guess if you know that song, you would know it from the Fifth Dimension, who did hit top 40 with it, okay? But those are non-charting versions there. What can I tell you, folks? Just, you know, listen up and enjoy that kind of thing and think about things. That's, you know, why you're having, you know, and then have a beer. It's okay. I'm just saying. Also think about things. Okay. Before that, it was feuding and fighting. Joe, were you digging this by Dorothy Shay?
Oh, that was terrific.
Okay, so this was 1947. This was a top five hit in 1947, and we have it on the Imperial record label right there. You could hear the scratchy copy that I ripped it off the vinyl for you, folks. Joe, anything you want to say about Dorothy Shay?
Well, I mean, there's more than we can get into here, but she had a terrific career as a singer. She worked at one point with Spike Jones as a vocalist on... In his band on his show, she sang at Dwight Eisenhower's first inaugural in '53, and transitioned into some acting. Finished her career as a recurring character on The Waltons in the '70s.
Wait, no way! Who was she on The Waltons?
She was Miss Thelma, the owner of the Dew Drop Inn.
No, okay. Wow, I did not pick up on that. Okay, wow. That's cool. Okay, so yeah, feuding and a fighting. Again, there from Dorothy Shay. Okay, wow. And before that, man, hey, are you digging this? Before that, Joe, that was Mason Williams, right? You know, classical gas guitar player.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Guy with some chops there, who didn't really have any other hits other than classical gas, right?
But like Dorothy Shay, an interesting and diverse career. Did you know, on the side, he was a comedy writer?
Who?
He worked for the Smothers Brothers.
Wait, Mason Williams.
Mason Williams.
Well, I know he played on the show, but you're telling me he was writing comedy bits?
He was one of the writers on the show. He would later spend time on Saturday Night Live.
Come on. No. Really? Well, anyway, this
Yeah,
is,
man.
All right. Well, that's cool. Well, multi-talented guy here, right? That was Mason Williams. It was a thing called A Major Thing, or A Major Thing, because it may have been an A major. I should have checked. But anyway, it was A Major Thing from Mason Williams, the B-side of a bubbling under hit for him. If you can follow that, in 1969, and before that, now come on, Joe, before that, it was a thing called Elvis Imitator, right? Elvis Imitator by Freddie and the Fish Sticks, but it also says with the Jordanaires. Now, we know the Jordanaires were Elvis's original backing vocal group on all of his great hits on RCA back in the 50s, okay? But this is not Elvis. This is a guy pretending to be Elvis. Go.
But with the genuine Jordanaires. Isn't that great?
Okay, so it is with the real Jordanaires, but...
Well, look, do you... I, I found one thing while I was checking on this band, on this guy. Do you know the backstory?
Not really. Please.
This was a side gig and an alias for a side project by Jimmy Buffett.
Huh? Wait, Jimmy Buffett? The Jimmy Buffett?
As in, yeah, not a Jimmy Buffett, the Jimmy Buffett.
Okay, so that was him doing an Elvis impersonation under the name of Freddy and the Fish Sticks?
Just having a good time.
Wow. Okay, so out of 1982, that single was out of 82. He kicked it off with Dixie Dregs. It was Pride of the Farm, a non-charting single for them out of 1980 off of their Dregs of the Earth LP, which we'll be sampling more of in the After Hours, folks. Okay, now we got to keep it moving. Yes, people have emailed in. Joe, while I'm getting the email up, can you give them the address?
Sure. Drop us a line at Lost Discs Radio Show. That's discs with a C.
No, I'm not getting
it wrong. This is why you need Doc.
Oh, my honestly. Goodness.
But this is why Doc needs to cover this.
No, Doc would not be doing any better. That's the problem. I was hoping you would just nail it. It's lost. Do I have to do everything around here? Give it to him again.
Apparently you do.
Now get it right. Go.
Oh, dear God.
Go. We're wasting time. Get it right.
That's Lost Discs Radio. Disc with a C at yahoo.com.
All right. Well, all right. So anyway, since we won't be getting any more emails in tonight, I'm going to read this one here. This is great. This is from Diana and Wayne down in Mary Lane. Guy has an alarm every Saturday that goes off to remind him. This is seriously. He says in his email, he has an alarm set that goes off every Saturday at 9:30 to check our feed to see if we're doing a live show. Because he doesn't check his emails regularly. Wow. Come on. That doesn't get more diehard fan than that. Wow. Thank you. Anyway, that's awesome. And we're glad to have you on board. And we also heard in from good old Jason up in Alberta. Okay, and he's digging us. Well, he's catching us on the stream. Man, I guess them RF things is not making it up in the Great North there. So much. But anyway, that's it. And let's keep it moving, Joe, because this is exciting. This one's going out to Dr. Doc Brown, who theoretically is out there listening, right? So, but, you know, you don't really know, because he's at a beach, he's on summer vacay, so who knows where his mind could be at? Because it's going to be an out-of-sight kind of surf sound, but it's going to be like that hot rod sound. For your American holiday vibe sound. Oh, here he comes. Here he goes. Here comes Dr. Doc Brown now. Here he comes.
There's a tiger on the market and I got the very first in town.
Eat him, tiger. Eat him, tiger.
Just got a hearse, floor, shifter, and the wildest screaming mill around. I mean a 389 old Super Tuner really shut him down.
Gino Tiger.
Drag strip.
Gino
Bluff.
Tiger.
On the street.
Gino
Stuff.
Tiger.
GTO.
Gino.
That's enough.
Tiger.
Listen to her growl. She's always on the prowl. Gino Tiger. Go. She's got a wide track action on her groovies and a red line tire.
Thank you.
one, two, three, four. Well, I busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the train. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Old Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before it rang. Lord, took us all the way to New Orleans. Pulled my old harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. Low and low while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands of mine. We finally sang up every song that driving near. Feeling just another world, but nothing left to lose. And nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Lord, that was good enough for me. Yeah, good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From a little coal mine of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. She was standing around the sun, but Lord knew everything he'd done. Every night she kept me from the cold. I've been somewhere near Salinas, Lord. I let her slip away. Looking for a home, I hope she'll find. And I'd trade all of my tomorrow for a single yesterday. Holding Bobby's body close to mine. Freedom just another world, nothing left to lose. And nothing new with nothing but it's free. Good enough for me, yes it was. Woo! Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy, what do you think?
We are the coal miners of America, fighting for our rights as we should do. We don't want to make enemies with the president. We pay taxes and our union dues. Taft-Hartley wasn't the answer to our problems, forcing us to work against our will. We just wanted to get a better contract, better than the ones they try to sell. And the lights were growing dim in Washington. That's why our bargaining council could not see. We didn't want to fight, but you know we had the right, 'cause we're from the good old USA. We didn't want to cause the states no problems. We just tried to fight for what was right. Everybody knows we love our country. Those stockpiles were out of sight, and the lights were growing dim in Washington. That's why our bargaining council could not see. We didn't want to fight, but you know we had the right, 'cause we're from the good old USA. If were confused about our actions. You don't understand what we went through. We couldn't pay our bills with food stamps, but we managed to survive the whole strike through. And the lights were growing dim in Washington. That's why our bargaining council could not see. We didn't want to fight, but you know we had the right, 'cause we're from the good old USA. 'Cause we're from the good old USA.
Yeah, if it continues, I go out on strike.
No, you don't. No, yeah, we're not unionized, are we?
Haven't you heard about the UBAMDTDJFA?
The what?
The United Brotherhood of AM Drive Time Disc Jockeys of America.
No.
Well, you will.
Lost it.
You punks think you can get away with anything, don't you?
See, you're not so tough now, are you? Huh? After hearing that, you're just not so tough. Face facts, man. Don Harrison Band. Right? Did you ever think of such a thing? The Don Harrison Band, right? With, covering that Merle Travis Tennessee Ernie Ford thing there with the 16 tons and you're going to hell. And Joe, come on. Don Harrison Band, what the heck?
That was a knockout, man. Right? This you've been killing it with some great stuff tonight.
Okay.
I will just say there's some interesting people playing on this track. I don't know if you know the rhythm section in the Don Harrison band, yeah.
Yes.
Stu Cook and Bud Clifford out of Creedence.
Right.
And you know who's playing that harmonica?
No.
Hugh Craig.
Dilbert McClinton. Oh. Hey, well, yeah, right. And once, so then suddenly it all the pieces come together then. Like once I realized, oh, there's two guys from Creedence Clearwater Revival in this group. Now when I listen to it back, I'm like, oh my God. It sounds like they're going to say, down by the river, like, it sounds like a Creedence song.
It's got that vibe.
Yeah, but Don Harrison Band there with, yes, and out of, by the way, out of 1976?
Thereabouts, yeah, because they were, the Don Harrison Band was only around for a couple albums in a couple of years.
Yeah. And that did. It's the only charting record. It peaked at number 47 on the Hot 100 there back in the day. All right. So now look, before that, this was really interesting. Coal Strike by the Weiser Brothers. This is like a local record that some guy in town had. Okay. It's from 1978. It's on a label out of Mineral Springs, Pennsylvania. And the Weiser Brothers are these... like these coal miners, and this is a true story. This is a real strike that happened, and this was a song about it. Joe, what do you know?
Well, there's very little. What was the name of the label, by the way?
The Spirit of the 21st Century.
Dang.
Right.
Look, I was trying to find anything on these guys. Google kept trying to divert me to like the Widener Brothers or something like that. But I did manage to hit something. That song is up on YouTube, and supposedly it was put up by a guy named Stan Weiser. Supposedly, Stan called the number on the back of a record once upon a time and asked to record his music. The label agreed, and he and his band traveled to Tennessee to cut these songs. And that's it.
So we don't really know if this is based on a real coal strike.
It could have been.
I should have done a little more digging. Hey, look, before that, yes, you could hear Jerry Lee Lewis out of 1972 with his version of Bobby McGee, right? Which, by the way, was a number one on the country chart. So it's not really exactly a lost disc. But hey, well, what am I going to do? Play Janis? And yes, we kicked it off with G-Toe Tiger. By the Tigers on the Colpix label out of 1965, turns out, right? Spring of 1965. And yes, we love it because not only does it sound great, but it was a bubbling under hit. It peaked at number 119 on the bubbling under Billboard chart. Okay.
Awesome. That was fantastic.
65. Okay. Let's keep things moving. We would be remiss if we didn't get some kind of African American blues roots sound in here, which is a part of our history, man. Here he is, folks. You want a good gateway into the blues? You don't know where to start? Mississippi John Hurt.
Make me a pat on your throat. Make me a patty down soft and low. Make me a patty on your floor. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Make me a patty down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Up the country. Up the country, white and cold, sleet and snow. I'm going up the country, white and cold, sleet and snow. No telling how much further I may go. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet, down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. Where I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. The way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. Gonna turn over and try it on the side. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet, down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Don't let my good good get you here. Please don't let my good good get you here. Or she might shoot you, lie to cut you and starve you too. No telling what she might do. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet, down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor.
Oh, Speedy West.
Yeah.
From Missouri, one of his own songs called This Ain't the Blues. Thank you, Speed. That was real good.
Tuba. Snare drum. Banjo. Snare drum.
Beats true for the red, white, and blue, and it's proudly we boast.
the rock on the line, the road to ride. Oh, the rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride like you finally get your ticket at the station on the rock on the line. Jesus died to save our sin. Glory to God, we're gonna meet him again. Oh, the rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the rock on the line, the road to ride. Oh, the rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you finally get your ticket at the station on the rock on the line. I may be right and I may be wrong, but you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Oh, the rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the rock on the line, the road to ride. Oh, the rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you finally get your ticket at the station on the rock on the line. A, B, C, double X, Y, Z, cats in the cupboard, but you don't see me. Oh, the rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the rock on the line, the road to ride. Oh, the rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you finally get the ticket at the station on the rock on the line. Oh, the rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the rock on the line, the road to ride. Oh, the rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you finally get the ticket at the station on the rock on the line.
Yes, it was. Huddy Ledbetter, right? Leadbelly. You dig it? Are you digging it?
Of course you are.
I think you're digging that, folks, because you're in the right spot. If you've stuck it out this long, it's almost the end of the show, man. My goodness. Hey, look, before that, Rock Island Line, Leadbelly, definitive version there. Would you believe this? It was Sally Field. Would you believe it was Sally Field? I'm talking.
I don't believe it.
Well, a Flying Nun era as Sally Field. Okay. With some crazy. Look, when she was doing Flying Nun that first season, they had her put out an album, and this was like a non-album B-side on the Cold Gems label, by the way, Joe. Okay.
Again?
Yeah. That was
on the Coal Picks. It was Coal Picks. Coal Gems.
And now Coal Gems. That's the stuff, Joe. That's why what we're digging. Out of 1968, that was Sally Field. And yeah, man, come on. Speedy West, Jimmy Bryan out of 1953 on Capitol, right? Come on, Pedal Steel. Like, don't get better than Speedy West, right? Celebrate
Damn
America
straight.
With our art, man, instead of your mouths. Well, I should talk, right? Oh, my goodness. Well, look, Mississippi John Hurt, yeah, live in Oberlin College, 1965. Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor. Right, the sweet, sweet sounds. What a sweet man, Mississippi John Hurt, okay? So get off his back. Get off. Why do you think his name is John Hurt? Right? I'm just telling you to think about things, folks. Just, I don't know. All right, then don't think about things. But if you don't think about things, you don't get that bear I was talking about. Right? So there. Now look, we got to go. We got to go. Joe, that's just going to do it.
Jim.
Right? So.
All right. Well,
go ahead.
Well, no, that was a fantastic set, man.
All right.
I'm saluting you right now.
Gotta get over to rockandradio.com, folks, where they carry us with the boss man, Randy Tivins, and the RLT Archives Music Magazine, and the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, and the electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips, and deep album tracks with Mark Brainerd and all the gangs of the brainiacs over there at Rock and Radio, folks. Good night. And thanks, Cos, for the bandwidth, the space, and the guys. Good night.
Don't miss our next episode, Fuels Rush In or the Star-Spangled Boner.